So she texted me. I was on my way here, and she goes, ESPN2, Notre Dame's about to play, Final Four. And she has a party at her house.
I'm
and
happy
it's all
for
these
your
70,
mom.
70-year-old lesbians all wearing Notre Dame
it.
Gear at my mom's house eating nachos.
I love it.
And they win in overtime on a last-second shot.
Yes.
33-3, 36-0.
Good.
Beat UConn. And UConn is the Yankees of Dyke basketball.
Okay. Oh, I can't stand Gino Auriemma.
Me neither.
I can't stand him. He's smug as fuck.
Yep.
Listen, dude, this wouldn't last if it was men's basketball because he would move on to the NBA, and then if he dominated like he is now, he would retire and just do tours, telling
Sam,
everybody how to win their win in life.
But the funnier thing is, if he moves on, his natural progression should be what? Move on to the WNBA, and then you lose $3.5 million a year. Now you make $37,000 a year as a coach in the WNBA, where you can make $4 million a year
as
a UConn.
Know why the WNBA isn't making that much money, or they don't make...
I'll take a guess that it's women's basketball.
It's not entertaining.
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah,
oh,
and
he
got
awesome,
chipped on that.
Well...
Because he didn't win the Oscar, and it was Denzel Washington won it for Training Day, which was great. But,
yeah, but he was pretty amazing in Lincoln.
I mean,
he was good. He
yeah,
was
but dude,
awesome.
In Gangs of New York, man, that guy was next level.
The Butcher, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean,
he's so good.
He's just an incredible actor.
Yeah.
And he's retiring, and I get it, because like
he gets
a role.
He'll do it again.
And he's like, well, I'm sure he wants to do some Robert De Niro shit like
Bullwinkle.
You see
when he was on Kimmel?
Just get a fucking check and call it a day. Doesn't have to go log cabin and become this person for like 6 months.
Kimmel was asking him about his wife, and he's like, what does your wife do when you just become Abraham Lincoln for fucking 9 months? You know what I mean? He's
everything
like,
with a top hat on.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, she enjoys the change of pace. So it's like basically like you get to fuck Abraham Lincoln, then you get to fuck a gangster, then you
like
get to fucking like, it's like cheating on your husband every fucking.
Ultimate cosplay, right? It's like this person literally thinks they're you.
That's exactly what it is.
It had to be dangerous during the Gangs in New York, though.
What if she's like,
really
hey,
dangerous.
Can you play that guy that's got a bigger dick? Can you do that?
Yeah. Hey, you should read. She's handing him scripts. Hey, this is a script where you play Shaquille O'Neal. Have you watched that channeling?
No, I got
so
you.
It's great. It'll make you emotional. It's incredibly good for what we've been through, what you, especially you and I. You're my brother. But there's a point in there where he was talking and he goes, you know, everyone's trying to be everybody, all these comics, and he's like, I'm a real comic and like I just want to do comedy. But everybody was just trying to have a tight five for Carson. That's what, so there's all these comics that are trying to have a type five for Carson, but they don't care about comedy. They don't care about the long term. They're trying to run the 100-yard dash, and they're not marathon runners. That's how I feel about these roast battle comics.
Yep.
There's so many young comics that are wonderfully funny and getting a little bit of traction because they're good at writing roast jokes, but then they can't do anything other than that.
Yeah.
Because when they started, and that's when the comedy boom started, there were already all the Lenos and Lettermans and all these people that were doing things and Shanlings and whatnot that were already doing comedy and doing. But then once everyone realized, hey, if you have a type five and you can get on Carson, your life changes. So everyone just wanted a type five. No one wanted to be a comedian. Everyone just had to have a type five. And then you're the next Mork and Mindy.
Yep.
And he talked about that in the exact same way that all of us talk about this new roast culture.
Well,
and I found that fascinating.
What I find really interesting is how that people have kind of come to grips with that. Like, you see a lot of these guys going, oh, fuck, that's not going to lead. It is a very isolated skill.
But back then, there
great.
Wasn't the internet. The internet was the Tonight Show. The Tonight Show was the comedy internet.
Well, you know, like, Joe Rogan is now the new Tonight Show. I mean, that's just the truth.
Pretty much.
But these guys have learned that, you know, the problem with
if
the roast
work
kids
on the road,
is that it was so new and they got these egos and they would walk around here
like they owned
like
it.
They, you know, they owned the place.
Yep.
And they would look at the older guys like, fuck you, dog. You don't know how the
and
roast.
I'm like, who are you?
Exactly. I remember going up to these girls.
Me
who's
too.
Armenian. She's an Armenian chick. And I'd be like, hey, man, you were really great. And she'd give me a look like, who are you? It's like, okay. Meet me when you're humble.
Wait, so she's Armenian, so what? You should be like her Jesus or something?
No. But like, we all know each other. There's like six of us.
Pew, pew, pew. An Armenian finally did something, so she should know who he is.
Little Armenia, seven right Armenians here. Are like, hey, do we all agree not to shit on each other? Do we all agree to not shit on each other and have a white SUV?
Why do we have a Mexican accent as an Armenian right there?
Because nobody knows how Armenians sound.
Exactly, Johnny. Exactly, Johnny. I know. I like how he just went to the accent but didn't deny that he has a white SUV.
I do have a white SUV.
From Glendale.
Yes, I do.
Glendale plate, white SUV, and he's like, I don't know why people stereotype us so much.
Oh, it's for sure, dude. It's for sure. That's a big reason why I called it Armageddon after Johnny grinded me.
I loved
forever.
It. Dude, I love it.
And it was absolutely
love it.
The right
And
choice.
I love the double whammy, man. Bro, I love it. This short attention span theater that we have, give them two fucking 28s, and then now it looks like you have
Can
a fucking...
Can I tell you what? Dana's like, don't say anything. Son's going to steal the idea. And they still might. I don't care, but I'm going to do it. Shit. Is I forgot to do one joke in both shows. So I forgot.
Same joke?
Yeah, same joke.
Huh. Can we hear the joke now, please?
Well, it's basically about Chipotle, and it's about how
that's good, yeah.
You shouldn't, you know... About how my friend walked in on two dudes butt fucking in a Chipotle, and that's a true story.
Yeah.
And I just break down like you don't do that there. You want to do that, you go to El Pollo Loco or like Taco Bell for that shit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot that at the Viper Room in an empty room.
Yes.
Like I'm going to do what they did with the Avengers. You remember Tool did that song where it just would play? And then this
it's
thing
called
was,
pickup shots.
So
you're going to do a pickup
you're
shot.
You're going to be a B-roll of your...
No, but we're not putting it in.
Let's
it's at the end of the credits. It rolls.
Oh, well, so that's cool. Oh, that's funny.
That's
man.
Very cool.
And what
that.
I want to do is put Boom Shakalaka at the bar.
And the only audience member there?
But you don't see that he's there as I run. I'm like, oh, dude, I
Sam,
forgot a joke,
great.
One joke. And then it turns to him and he's like,
Sam, I love that.
You
that's
should
wonderful.
That out.
The whole thing needs to get on board.
You got a bathtub.
Sam, you know what one of my favorite. I always think of all of my friends and I think one of my favorite jokes of theirs. You know what one of my favorite jokes of yours? We talked about Glenn. And actually, I was saying this to somebody two nights ago, and I don't want to embarrass you, but it's an older joke of yours, but every time I think about it, it always makes me laugh. It's about the fish sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
It's like McDonald's now has a 99-cent fish sandwich. What kind of fish are they serving there, right? I mean, a goldfish is $1.50. What kind of fish is 99 cents? A goldfish is $1.50.
That's a great joke. I love
that
joke.
And, dude, I'm not kidding you. I heard Sam tell that joke in 2002, and I was like, that's going to be my buddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that guy gets it.
I actually got that. We've talked about this before on the show, but I got him and Galern to be friends. They didn't like
no
each
way.
Other. Yeah.
And Duncan.
He got me to be friends with Galern.
And Duncan. You got to meet this guy, Duncan.
So, Teep, what was your...
Guys.
Raise your voice.
Guys, try. Hey,
if you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon, you guys.
Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports and support the show. What's the difference?
It's not a backslash, by the way. It's a forward slash.
It's a forward slash. Yeah. Go there.
The difference is the right one and the
wrong
one.
Just, you know the slash.
But guys, support the podcast. You
support
can listen to
it.
Stuff like this. It's a lot. We had a good episode today. We always have bonus stuff with great guests like Joe Rogan and Bert
Why
Kreischer.
Is Cumtown getting so many people?
Fuck Cumtown.
Fuck Cumtown. Support Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win.